I'm with Liam at the Haunted House on the Hill, and I just wanted to ask you, what? It's a weird year, we were just saying. What's going to happen this year? What are you doing?
So this year there's going to be no walkthrough display, but we're just going to shut off both sides of the driveway and do two mini displays, which you can see from the pavement, so no one's coming into the house or the garden at all. And then it's up to people to keep their distance on the other side of the fence.
So last year, I seem to remember, it was very busy.
It was absolutely rammed last year.
Yeah, what was the theme again?
We just did Haunted House last year.
Yeah.
So all different this year again.
Any clues?
Maybe a witch's garden and some singing pumpkins.
Okay. So I was talking to someone yesterday and they said that they don't even live in Bitton Park and they came over.
Yeah.
So it's become a bit of a thing.
Yeah, last year we had someone message me on the day and travel all the way down from Bournemouth for the evening.
Really?
Because they support Abbey's Heroes, the charity, so they felt like they're going to come all the way down because their daughter liked Halloween, so they came all the way down here and parked outside and then went home after.
Wow. So, and I can't remember how much, I'm sure you did tell me, but I can't remember, you raised quite a bit of money, didn't
you? We raised an amazing £1,300 last year, which is way beyond what I thought we were going to earn.
Yeah,
it was
brilliant.
Ridiculous. Yeah, because the year before it was only about 400, so we made a big, massive leap.
Yeah.
But I guess it's down to the advertisements and stuff that I put into it last year.
There's a lot of word of mouth,
yes,
as well, I think, sort of spreading the word about the event.
Yes.
What was the theme? Was that the third year you'd done it last year? I can't remember. Something like
charity,
that.
We've done it.
It's kind of got bigger and bigger, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's just snowballing is the term.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done it. We did a zombie year. Wild West. Yeah, it was the third year last year.
Yeah. And there's talk of a trail. Can you tell us about that?
I have made a trail online and I've got a QR code ready. Some of the shops at the Triangle are taking part, so anyone that's decorating their house, they can be added to the trail. And anyone that scans the code, it will come up with all the list of houses and locations and information on who's giving out sweets, if it's a non-contact display. Because at the moment, there is no official rulings on giving out sweets for trick-or-treaters.
Right.
But it's up to people to decide what they want to do and how they want to do it.
People might just want to look at the display and just something to do for
I think it's about 50-50 at the moment. We've got 14 houses at the moment.
Okay.
And it is, some people are saying they're happy to do sweets as normal, obviously at a distance, and make sure they're in packets and sanitised and everything like that.
Yeah.
And other people are just doing a no-contact display.
Okay, so if I've got a display at my house and I want people to come, then they can just come and look. They might not even knock on the door. Is that right?
Yep.
It's whatever I want. And so I go and...
If you scan the code, that just gives you the trail. But if you want to be added to the trail, just message me on one of my Instagram or Facebook page, which is Haunted House on the Hill.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'll add you to the trail, because I can only edit it, because I've made it that way, so no one can add it.
You're
and
the admin.
Change it. Yes.
You're the admin.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's great. Thanks so much, and best of luck with it this year, and let's hope the next year's
back to normal.
Kind of back to normal, really.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Cool, thank you.